Thank you.
Passes the second reading. Sue, read item 348.
Extend contract with GSI Water Solutions, Inc. for CER CLA and risk assessment technical assistance at the Portland Harbor Superfund site and add $1,365,000.
Is there anybody here from staff? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, members of the commission. I'm Rick Applegate. I'm the Portland Harbor Superfund Administrator in the Bureau of Environmental Services. We actually have back-to-back ordinances this morning, this afternoon, to accomplish a couple of purposes. The first is to correct an error in a previous ordinance we submitted to you. We had requested additional funds, but administratively we recorded the wrong not to exceed amount. And when we caught that and decided to make the correction, we were advised by our financial staff in the Bureau to extend the contract as well through the end of its term, which is October of next year, at which point we'd be coming back to you with an RFP to revisit our consulting services available for Superfund. The funds that are identified in the ordinance are in our current budget, and assuming that it gets approved. And in this ordinance, they will be used because of the intensifying work in Portland Harbor Superfund on both the remedial investigation and the feasibility study in the years ahead. And if you will, this is really the meat of the Superfund work, where you basically lay out what you know about the site, the level of contaminants. It's a picture, the first big picture in an enormous study of the site, and then follow that up with work where you evaluate how much dredging you might do, how much capping of sediments, how much treatment might be appropriate, and how much monitoring of natural recovery.
Thank you. Questions? Anybody signed up, Sue?
I did not have a sign-up sheet out.
It's an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
It's interesting to me that all the media has left. Yeah, this is a hugely important issue. And in the 3 months that I've been working on setting up the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, I've come to greatly appreciate Rick Applegate and the team that you have working on the harbor and the Superfund issues. And it's extremely important that we be able to meet the Environmental Protection Agency's deadlines and schedules for the cleanup, and that the city is working very hard to do the assessment and to come to a plan for that. I wanted to note that CLRCRA is an acronym for Comprehensive Environmental Response Compensation and Liability Act. And there will be a test. And thank you very much. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye. Item 349.
Extend contract with GSI Water Solutions, Inc. for source control technical assistance at the Portland Harbor Superfund site and add $1,629,000.
Once again, members of the commission, these are funds that are within our budget. The request we're making is to correct a similar error in the not-to-exceed amount and to extend the contract period to the end of the contract. This work is focused, I believe, on some of the most important Superfund-related work that we are doing. We have been working for a number of years with the Department of Environmental Quality and other parties that, if you will, are up the city pipes, who have been using the city system as a conveyance system. And what we did here was evaluate sediments off the end of the pipes, and where we saw anything that looked troublesome, we moved with DEQ up the pipes to try to identify the issue and potential parties that needed to take source control actions on an aggressive basis. This work is intensifying as well, and the reason is that one of our great fears from the beginning of this Superfund work is that we'll get to the point where we're ready to go forward with the in-water remedy, but the source control work, the upland source control work, may not be in shape where in-water parties will feel comfortable cleaning up the river because they'll be worried about recontamination. And this has been a problem in the past several years in Superfund site activity in Tacoma and Seattle, so it's been very high up on our radar screen in this work that we're accelerating. And As with the work in water, we have a very serious crew working on these issues, both in the Bureau and with our contractors, and we understand the seriousness of what is at stake here. And we've made some very important progress with the Department of Environmental Quality.
Thank you. Questions? Anybody here to testify? If not, Sue, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Thanks, Rick, for that great explanation on both of these. Aye.
Thank you.
Fritz.
And thank you to Commissioner Saltzman for all of your leadership on these issues. And we need to work on finding ways to make sewer and pollutants really fascinating to people. Aye.
Media.
Leonard.
Aye. Item 3.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Authorize acquisition of two lots from Mo Brothers Partnership and acceptance of deeds and payments of expenses as a component of the Greater Green Initiative.
Anybody here to speak to this?
I wanted to just give a little overview. This is part of the Greater Green Initiative the city launched in November 2007, and it will involve the ordinance authorizes the purchase of nearly 4 acres of wetlands in the Johnson Creek watershed for $190,000. Numerous groundwater seeps feed these wetlands with a consistent year-round source of water. The wetlands on the Mo Brothers Partnership property, which is what this is called, are one of the last remaining natural surface water sources linking groundwater to Johnson Creek. This acquisition will protect the wetlands from the impacts of urban industrial development, and this is an emergency ordinance in order to meet the closing requirements of the purchase, which is typically between 30 and 60 days. So I would urge council's adoption.
Discussion? Anybody here to testify? Sue, please call the roll on item 350.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Again, good work. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye. Item 351.
Authorize loan applications in the amount of up to $13.8 million to the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund Program.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Greg Drexler. I'm with Water Bureau. And today you have in front of you an ordinance that would allow the Water Bureau to submit our application to the State Drinking Water Program for funding under consideration with the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. The reason that this is an emergency request is that the applications are due no later than April 15th. The projects included in the application are the Burlingame Tank Improvements, Columbia South Shore Well Fill Improvements, citywide galvanized water main replacements throughout the city, Linton Pump Station Improvements, and the West Side Header Phase 1, which is a relocation project. The application process requires that the governing bodies of the applicant must have conducted a public meeting prior to April 15th to discuss such items as the nature and need of the project, starting dates, financing that may be involved taking on additional debt, and consistency with applicable comprehensive land use plans. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that the commissioners may have.
Can I just make sure I understand this? So this is seeking better terms. This is seeking funds under our federal stimulus dollars, which would be give us more attractive terms than we get through our current revenue bond financing program for projects that are part of our five-year, they're already sort of in the pipeline. And by applying for this money, we get a better deal.
Yes, that is correct. The way the system is set up is that up to 50% of this fund may be in the form of grants. Whether the city receives a grant or not is unknown at this point.
But at least we'll get better terms on any
the maximum percentage rate of the loan is 3%, and that is better than we're currently getting under our bonding.
You could help me with the refinancing of a little house in Northeast Portland after this.
I'd like to. I don't believe these funds can be used for that, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank
sir.
You.
Anybody here to testify? Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Sue, I apologize. I keep calling you Carla.
All right. I take it as a compliment.
You should.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Good work in making sure that we're getting the best value for taxpayers' money, Commissioner Leonard. Aye.
Leonard.
Thank you, Greg. Aye.
By the way, Sue, that reminds me, I always take it as a compliment when my 5-year-old son calls me mommy. I know that something good has happened when he finally breaks down and calls me mommy. So
we should be very fortunate.
The media, associate myself.
The media is not here right now. That would be the leading headline on the news tonight. Second reading on item 352.
Update responsibilities for the proper management and preservation of city records, including electronic records.
Please call the roll, Sue.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Sue, on behalf of the auditor's office, thank you so much for all the good work on this. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye. Council is adjourned until next Wednesday. Okay.